The name, the Saints, has spoken a lot to the people in our city because we know what saints are, that is, the saints in heaven. The way in which the name Saints came about is very interesting because at that time, the person who was founding the Saints, who was bringing the Saints together, went to Archbishop Hannon and wanted to name them the Saints go marching in, and he wanted to name them the Saints, but he didn't want to be disrespectful to the church in any way. And Archbishop Hannon, being the great guy that he was, laughed and said, oh no, it's okay. In fact, I think it'll be good for the city. But he said, don't forget, some of the saints were martyrs. And so we don't want this football team to be martyrs.
My dad was a sports writer in New York. So my grandfather was a longtime sports writer here in New Orleans, almost 7 decades worth. So my grandfather, having covered sports generally so long, and obviously New Orleans sports so specifically, having the byline on All Saints Day when the team was actually announced that it would be coming, he was very influential in the way that I interpret sports. You don't necessarily look for the right outcome, you look for the good story. So there's a great image that I have growing up of my brother, who's 4 years younger than me, who's a doctor up in Pittsburgh now, of him standing outside, sticking his fingers up, looking for 3 tickets, just waiting, you know, somebody please come have mercy on us. And here comes these 3 little nuns to bring tickets to this poor little boy with the big glasses and the blonde hair, and getting to go to a game because of that.
The one thing we know about the New Orleans Saints is that in our city, it really is a life source. It brings joy, it brings excitement, especially in those times when we've been down. As the chaplain of the team, I have a chance to say mass with the players and coaches the night before every home game. We pray together, we celebrate, we rejoice, and then afterwards, I often give them extra blessings because sometimes we need those extra blessings.
It really helps give a spirit to the city. On the weekends, I can always tell if there's a home Saints game or if even there's an away game. People come to church wearing their Saints jerseys, or the church attendance will vary based on when the kickoff is. You can always tell Monday morning, just there's a joy, there's an excitement, or if the team makes the playoffs, there's just an energy in the city.
I grew up in New Orleans, and my first memory of being a Saints fan is that my dad went to all the games. In the last couple of years since I've been back in New Orleans as the Archbishop, being able to go to all of the games in New Orleans has really meant a great deal to me. They have become an integral part of who New Orleans really is.
On any given Sunday, some folks should be in church, but we know that when there's a game, we're going to go to the Dome. And in the Dome, it's almost like going to church because folk become one family. You lose identity as race, creed, color, from what neighborhood you come from.
I think probably accurately, there are many more prayers on a Sunday morning inside the Superdome than in a church. But I don't think most of the fans see such a disconnection. It's great to hustle out after Mass and to feel another sense of community out there too.
And it's really where we can all come together with different backgrounds and from different situations. We can set aside all of our worries and really come together for a common purpose. And on Sunday, we go to church. That's to spend time with God. For Sunday football, that's to enjoy a great football game.
There's something about the spirit of New Orleans that's in that Dome, and you can feel it every time you walk through those doors.
In many ways, it is the same. Well, first of all, we go and we pray for victory, okay? But it's really part of the heart of New Orleans. It gives spirit to New Orleans. It gives us a sense of pride. And they really have shown that they hang in there and do their best. So I have a great deal of respect. And we spiritedly get behind them. And when you have the saints in heaven praying for the saints on the field, that's a pretty good combination, I would say.